thank you for sending me the video and getting in contact with me. That must have been a very frightening incident for you, a very frightening experience. Can you tell me what happened?
So I was walking to my car when I parked. I parked on John Street that afternoon at around 1:15 p.m. It was last Thursday. And this guy walking, you know, towards the main street, which is Muskoka Road South, I saw this guy, you know, talking to himself and loud and keep on telling the person, leave me alone, or just, you know, walking with, you know, in fact, almost running with, you know, girls' clothes in hands and jewelry, you know. And then I saw an older person, an older lady, also, you know, trying to walk in the same direction and asking him to leave my things, you know, just drop those things, it's of no use for you. And I saw, you know, I could make out, you know, this person, you know, is running away from this lady and trying to, you know, steal some stuff from her, like, you know, mm-hmm. He already picked up those things and running. So I stopped, turned around, I asked him the same thing what this older person was saying, leave those things, it's of no use for you. And he kept saying, you'll regret, you know, just, you know, leave, you'll regret if you, you know, follow me. Like he was telling that lady as well the same thing. I just walked with that lady because I felt like, you know, he's very aggressive. I didn't want, you know, her to walk alone behind this guy. So I was just, you know, trying to follow the lady and making sure she's okay and telling her too the same thing. Then this guy stops, throws everything on the floor, on the ground, and he, you know, takes two steps towards, you know, at this, by this time, I already took out my phone and I was taking the video. Mm-hmm. And this person was, you know, charging at us, just saying, you'll just leave, you know, you will regret. And we can see that he had knife on him. And at this time, I asked that lady to, you know, just stay back. You know, we already contacted the cops.
Yeah.
We were waiting for the cops anyway. And then we stopped, you know, he kept walking. We just crossed the road by there, you know, we crossed that Muskoka Road South. And then, you know, he walked towards the first street where the Shelby's, you know, fries places. Mm-hmm. And then he kept walking and he just vanished in one of the houses there on First Street. And we waited until the police came. We had another person with us. He was a local resident of Gravenhurst as well. All lived us 50 years and, you know, and he was talking to me, thanking me. And she thanked as well for, you know, standing with her and making sure she's safe.
I can't even imagine what went through your head from, I mean, I've watched the video obviously several times. The gentleman that you were with stated that he had a knife. What went through your head at that particular moment, knowing that this just wasn't an agitated guy, he was armed?
I felt really, you know, terrified, not just because of me, but that older lady, she was right there in front of me, and she was closer to him, right? And that's when I asked her, ma'am, please come back this side. You know, he has a knife. So I pointed out to her as well. And, you know, she heard me and, you know, we just made sure we did not walk any further behind him that close because we can clearly see he had a knife.
How do you feel about your community now? Are you still feeling safe?
I see the policing, you know, should, you know, increase in our area, you know, being there for the community. I know our police officers in Gravenhurst do a wonderful job.
Yes.
I don't know if they have enough funding to increase the numbers, but, you know, whoever we have, they're doing an excellent job.
Thank you very, very much. And I wish you all the best. Good for you.
And I appreciate your covering this and, you know, helping the community know about this incident and also to be aware in the community for the safety. Thank you.